We've got your fish and chips with 20 dips. Papa Jim's got it all.
This is your old friend Papa Jim reminding you and yours to stop on by whenever you're in Central Mass. The family and I are celebrating 15 years of home-cooked seafood with dinner deals, prizes for the little ones, and our signature 20 dips.
We've got your fish and chips with 20 dips. Papa Jim's got it all.
You hear that, dear listener? That is the sound of commerce. That's right, Glass Eye Picks is going corporate with a new sponsor, as befits the times. I do hope you will succumb to the siren's call of capitalism and lay your money down. Now, where was I? The shape gone in the night. I wish I had something to entice the shape into keeping me company. Would that there were a shop nearby where I could pick up something to lure him back. A bakery, perhaps, or a butcher's, or a green grocer's. Some little specialty shop with just the right treat. Well, these stale little crumbs from my pocket will have to do. Come now, shape. Come and get it. Let's see what monument we've stumbled upon to lay our little trap. Oh, look. The final resting spot of one Victor Gruen. Mr. Gruen, the immigrant with a dream. What hath thou wrought? Grew tired of quaint Vienna and its unique local shops. Came to America with a dream of homogenizing Main Street. By the 1960s, your glass and tile monoliths dotted the landscape, and by the 80s, anyone who was anyone spent their free time wandering the shopping mall. Of course, 50 years later, a pesky competitor calling itself the Internet did the same thing to the shopping mall that old Gruen did to those mom-and-pop shops. Time is voracious, is it not? Now Victor rots here under a single small tombstone, whilst across the land over 1,000 of his miraculous malls are rotting too. But back in the 1980s, a group of goths, punks, new wavers, moms and toddlers could spend their entire weekends in the mall, getting themselves into all manner of mischief. And that's precisely where we find ourselves, dear listener, with Ted Gagans. Everything must go.
Central America that threatens the security of the United States. This danger will not go away. It will grow worse, much worse, if we fail to take action now. I'm speaking of Nicaragua, a Soviet ally on the American mainland, only 2 hours flying time from our own borders. With over $1 billion
in Soviet blockade. The president doesn't like cocaine now. As if.
Ew, don't talk with your mouth full, Allison, it's gross.
Whatever. East Coast pizza is gross anyway. In LA, there's this chain called California Pizza Kitchen, and it's like so flippin' good, they put barbecue chicken on it.
You just know he and everybody in the Oval Office are crushing lines of Nicaraguan blow.
How old is the president now? Like 100?
He was an actor. I bet he was a total cokehead back in the day.
Reagan was an actor in the 40s, Susie. I don't think coke was invented then.
Whatever, Mikey. I say let the powder flow.
Y'all are such posers.
What's that supposed to mean, Linda?
Oh, come on, Susie. If your mom caught you with a cigarette, she'd fucking murder you.
What drugs did you do in California, Allison?
I thought about trying...
Thought so.
It It's still more than you.
Are you gonna get another Julius, Rick?
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah.
Then get it yourself.
Real nice.
How do you put up with him?
Rick? He's my best friend.
He's, like, so rude.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? You know?
Hey! Rick!
What?
Give Mike another orange Julius, or I'll rip your dick off.
Jesus. Okay.
Excuse me.
No prob.
Those your friends over there?
Who's asking, old man?
I was just curious. Hey, you guys want to make a little money?
I'm sorry, but this is just too weird.
You're like, seriously the guy from those TV ads? Papa Jim?
Yep, that's right.
Fish and chips with 20 dips. Papa Jim's got it all. Pew pew!
Well, that was very entertaining, but I don't have it all anymore. Ever since they opened this goddamn place, it's been eating up every mom and pop shop in town. I'll be lucky if we make it through the year. Some days I feel like this mall has already swallowed me up, and I just haven't realized it yet.
It's a mall, dude. The future.
Look around here. You call this progress?
Totally.
Well, I might not be able to stop this, but I can slow it down, by God. Show these corporate fat cats that the businesses in Islesbury won't take this line down.
So, let me get this straight. You want us to sneak in after the mall closes with a bag of fish?
Rotten fish. Just one.
Lovely.
There's no security here on Sunday night. The whole thing will take you 20 minutes max. Look, there's a door behind the Showbiz Pizza that goes downstairs into the guts of the mall.
Okay. Gross phrasing.
You open the bag, toss the fish into the basement's central air unit, and take off. Tomorrow morning, the whole place reeks to high hell, and they can't open until they figure out where the odor's coming from.
And this is how you're gonna take down corporate America? With a bad fraternity break?
Pardon my French, young lady, but this mall isn't gonna stop until it swallows this whole fucking town. You know how it starts, don't you? With the children.
And fish.
Well, it's a message, ain't it?
Kind of an obvious one, don't you think? I mean, won't they just assume the local fish guy is responsible for leaving a big, dead fish?
All right, quit poking holes in my plan. Look, I got $200 here if you'll do it.
Allison, your call.
My call? You brought him over here, Rick. This one's on you.
Then fuck it. Let's make some money.
Will all y'all be doing it? It'll be easier maneuvering through the dark with friends.
Yeah, I mean, 200 divided by 5 is still
40, Susie. Jesus.
Okay. So the mall closes at 8. Everybody's gone by 9. The lock's busted on the Montgomery Ward service dock. You can get in and out through there real easy.
God damn. How long have you had this idea?
Well, if I'm being honest, as long as I can remember.
And why don't you just do it yourself?
Did you miss that walker there, little lady? You really think my busted ass could sneak into this place, let alone downstairs carrying a 15-pound pollock?
What's a pollock?
The fish, damn it! Look, if I tried doing this, I'd end up in a heap somewhere, and the only smell coming out of this place tomorrow morning would be me.
Fair enough.
All right. Let's, stink up a mall, I guess.
He was right. No lock.
No lights either. How are we supposed to see shit once we're inside?
Guess who had a flashlight in his car?
Wow. He is good for something.
You see, Allison, that attitude right there is why you're carrying the fish.
Okay, he said it'd take 20 minutes to get in and out. I'll wait right here for you. You're sure you don't want to come, Linda?
I'm not getting arrested for 40 bucks.
Fine. We make way more without you.
10 bucks isn't way more, Rick.
Are you still mad that she threatened to rip your dick off?
Kinda. I mean, she yelled it.
Shh, shh, shh. It's a car.
Papa Jim said this place would be empty by 9. Fuck you, Susie. What's so funny?
Just the way you said Papa Jim all seriously there. Papa Jim, Lou.
Shit, let's go.
What am I supposed to do? Come on, Linda, help me carry this bag. It's heavy and gross.
I don't want to go.
Hurry.
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Man, it's pitch fucking dark in here.
Turn on the flashlight, Rick.
I'm trying. It only works sometimes.
Seriously, dude?
There, see? It works. We're fine.
He says in complete confidence.
Just so you know, Linda, you're not getting any money.
I don't want any money, Rick.
Good, because I just said you're not getting any.
Fine, because I don't want any.
Could you just shut the fuck up and focus on getting out to the mall? I don't want my obituary to read that I died tripping over a clothing rack in a Montgomery ward.
What was that?
I fell. Rick, point the fucking flashlight over here.
Are you okay, Allison?
Yeah, I think it's just a...
clothing rack?
Yeah.
I'll prepare the obituary just as soon as I... Shit, flashlight went out.
How hard is it to have a functioning flashlight, Rick?
Hold my hand, Mike. I can't see anything in here.
Look over there. By the front of the store. They must be security lights. The mall probably keeps them on all night.
Oh, thank God.
Here, come on. Follow me.
Okay, the light out here helps.
It ain't much, but at least we can see where we're at.
Why do you suppose they leave the lights on if nobody's here?
Who knows?
I need to sit for a sec. My hand hurts.
Did you sprain it or something when you fell, Allison?
Yeah. I think someone else needs to carry the fish bag.
Oh, God. I think it's leaking. Ew, it must have ripped when I fell.
Oh. Hold it over the fountain.
Okay. That seriously reeks worse than anything I've ever smelled. Maybe Papa Jim was onto something.
I know we were all like, just here, but I'm not gonna lie. The mall's kind of fucking creepy in the dark.
Even with the security lights, you can barely see to the end of the... What do you call this? The hallway?
What?
You know, like the main part of a mall.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it kind of weird that the main area of a shopping mall doesn't have a name? Like it's not really a hallway.
Concourse?
You're telling me you're in Radio Shack and you turn to your friend and say, I'll meet you in the concourse.
Well, no, I guess I'd just say I'll meet you outside.
Yeah, even though you're still inside.
What in the hell are you guys talking about?
Nothing. It's just weird that it doesn't have an agreed upon name that we all use, right?
Fuck me. I seriously wish you'd stayed outside, Linda.
Well, I'm grateful you managed to make it a little less scary in here.
Look, can we just do this?
You need to carry the fish bag, Rick. I can't do it. My hand hurts too much.
Are you fucking kidding me? Mike, carry the bag.
No, you carry it, Rick.
Fine. But I get an extra $5.
Give me the flashlight, Rick. Let me see if I can get it working.
Whatever. So, do you think Papa Jim was right?
About what?
About this place eating up the town? Sounded pretty ominous.
Did it?
Just the words he used. Talking about the mall like it was alive. Like it was actually feeding on the businesses.
You seriously got that from him?
Bullshit.
And that line about how he feels like it's already swallowed him up, but he doesn't even realize it.
Knock it off, Rick.
My mom had us leave LA because of the Night Stalker, It's gonna take more than Papa Boner to scare me.
Papa Jim.
I know, Mike. Jesus, I was making a joke.
And what did he call them? The guts of the mall.
Okay, enough.
Oh, chill. I'm just having a good time.
Why are you always messing with people, Rick? Like, you ask us to do all this, and then you're just a dick.
I told you, I'm just having a good time.
It's mean.
What are you, a toddler?
Well, it is, man.
Hey, why is the music still on at Panda Express?
Who cares?
God damn, did someone give you a double dose of asshole pills today, Rick?
Look, I think I'm gonna leave. Whoever was outside is probably gone by now.
Cool. Later.
Hey, Linda, if you don't want to keep going, just stay here at the food court. We'll be right back.
Allison's right. You don't want to wander back through the department store in the dark. You'll get lost. Or hurt.
Okay, then I'm gonna wait here. Just hurry, okay? I kinda hate this.
Are you gonna be okay? It's not gonna freak you out even more to sit here all alone?
I don't love it, but I'm...
Come on, leave her! He said the door was next to the Showbiz Pizza. That's this way.
Do you want the flashlight, Linda?
That's mine.
I mean, does it even work?
Not really, no.
Then you keep it. We'll be back soon, I promise. Good.
Rick, are you okay leaving her there like that?
Dude, she didn't even want to come.
Yeah, but...
So she gets scared! Big deal! I'm the one carrying the goddamn fish!
As if you would let us forget.
Let's just throw the goddamn thing in the central air and leave, okay?
Flashlight's working again.
For how long?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Well, I guess that answers that.
Oh. Hey, you think I could sneak into that theater over there real quick?
And why would you do that, Mike?
There's this movie coming out next week, and I kind of want the poster.
Seriously?
Look, I don't ask for much. I'll share my cut of the money with you if you let me have this.
Fine. You got 2 minutes.
Sweet. Thank you.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go back and wait with Linda.
What?
I feel bad leaving her there, and now that we're stealing movie posters, this feels more, I don't know, criminal than the prank I signed up for.
Then you don't get paid.
I have a job, Rick. I'm not worried about no $50. Allison, are you okay with these guys?
Yeah. Just don't mess with me or anything.
Mess with you?
Yeah, like screaming or making monster sounds.
Okay, deal. Here's the flashlight. Maybe you'll have better luck with it.
Thanks, Seuss. I'll see you back there in like 10 minutes, max.
Allison, be safe.
Got it. Let's go.
That had better be a good poster.
Wait, where's Susie?
She went back to Linda.
Is she okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she's fine, dude.
Hey, Linda, I came back. Rick's being an asshole and Mike's dorky ass is stealing posters from the movie theater, so I figured I'd be better off with you and that you could probably use the company. You okay? Linda, you mind if I sit down?
Hungry. So hungry.
Yeah, me too. Kind of makes me wish I'd gotten some of that pizza with Allison earlier.
It keeps eating. Never full.
Linda, are you all right?
It's eating up the town, Susie.
Linda?
It started with small bites, only eating a little. But it got hungrier, and it couldn't help itself.
Oh, what did?
One by one, it started swallowing the businesses, the little shops, the heart and soul of the community. It's lifeblood.
Okay, this isn't funny. Thank you.
Pardon my French, young lady, but this mall isn't gonna stop until it swallows this whole fucking town.
What?
And you know how it starts, don't you?
Linda, please.
With the children.
Guys?
With the children.
Let go of me, Linda! Oh! Oh my God!
Did you hear that?
She's just punking us, man.
Are you sure?
If you want to check, go back and fucking check. But I'm finishing this stupid job and leaving.
Allison, what do you think?
I mean, I literally just told her not to scream. I hate to side with Rick, but I think he's right.
Come on, the pizza place is right down there at the end of the hall. Get the flashlight working.
I'm trying. Why is it so difficult? Oh, there! God damn it.
You really think she's messing with us?
I thought I was supposed to be the one who was scared.
I freaked myself out.
Well, don't.
I can't help it. There's all that talk about the children.
He was talking about the mall rats. Kids are always the first to grab a hold of progress.
You say kids, like he wasn't talking about us.
Shut up, dude.
Is that the door to the basement?
Must be. Let's make this quick. I'm sick of carrying this fucking bag. Ugh. The smell's never gonna wash out of my jacket.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for quick.
And we're back to no lights. Wonderful.
Get that flashlight working. I'll prop the door open. That'll help.
How are we supposed to find the central air unit if the flashlight won't work?
I'm just gonna throw this stupid fucking fish into the first air duct I find.
Okay, so how do we find an air duct if the flashlight won't work, Rick? I can see literally nothing down here.
Well, I assume it'll have air coming out of it, genius. Look, would you just get the flashlight working?
Why have you been such a dick all day?
I don't want to go back to school tomorrow. My dad's an asshole. Linda threatened to rip my dick off in front of the whole mall, and now you're all insulting my flashlight. Take your pick, Mikey.
Okay, no more stairs.
Great. If any air starts blowing in your face, let me know.
Why is the floor wet?
Mud.
Mud?
Yeah, it's a basement.
Of a shopping mall, not a medieval castle. Hold my hand, Mike.
Gladly.
So, what poster did you get?
It's Rad.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, the movie is called Rad. It's like a BMX bike thing.
Oh.
It's from the director of Cannonball
Run.
Will
you try the flashlight again?
Not working. Seriously, why is the floor so wet? Rick, is the bag leaking again?
It's probably coolant.
Then why is the room so hot?
Maybe they don't have the air on.
Well, if the air's not on, then this whole stupid plan isn't going to work.
Wait, I feel a breeze over here. This way.
Come on, piece of junk. Turn on. Mike! Mike, did you see that?
What?
The wall. It looked wrong?
What do you mean wrong?
I don't know. It didn't look like a wall.
You feel that air?
That doesn't feel like air conditioning, Rick. It's hot.
Hold on. Let me just reach for a duct and see if... Oh! What the fuck was that?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Do you know how to satisfy something that wants an entire town?
Linda? Is that you?
You start with the children.
Susie? This isn't funny.
The flashlight. Get it working.
I'm trying.
You start with the children.
Linda, please, please stop.
You start with the children.
Fuck off, guys. Allison, get the flashlight on.
I'm trying.
You start with the children.
Rick, we're leaving.
Rick?
You start with the children.
Mike, Mike, where are the stairs?
Back into the left.
How do you know?
Give me the flashlight. Come on, you piece of shit. Work! This way! Turn! Hold my hand!
It's a wall! This isn't the way out!
Why does it feel like that?
Over here! Ow! Ow!
The ground. It's...
Why is it so hot?
Ground, it's moving! It's fucking moving!
Where did this wall come from?
Jesus! It's not a wall! It's teeth!
What?
It's teeth! We're in its fucking mouth!
We're in what's mouth?
Don't look down!
Why not? Oh, God! What is that?
Gums? A tongue? I don't know! The hot air. It's its breath!
What is? The flashlight! Turn it back on!
I don't think we want to see what happens next.
No, this isn't real! Oh, God! Open up! Open up!
Papa Jim! He knew!
The guts of the mall. Oh, Jesus! He called it the guts of the mall!
It isn't gonna stop until it swallows this whole fucking town.
This can't be happening. Mike? Mike?
And it starts with the children.
I thought there was something fishy about that mall. Oh, well, I don't think these stale crumbs are enough to entice the shape to return. I shall have to resume my journey to the cholera pit and hope he does the same. You know, one never thinks about the architects who designed our cemeteries. Alexander Jackson Davis, Frederick Olmsted, John Notman. Now, there was a group of men who created something far grander than a shopping mall. I doubt you can recall the last time you saw a graveyard that was going out of business. Until next time, dear listener, this is Fessenden signing off.
You have just listened to Everything Must Go, written and directed by Ted Gagan, featuring the voice talents of Chloe Levine, Clay Von Karlowitz, Benjamin Frankenberg, Zero Gravity, Asta Paredes, and Joe Bob Briggs. Ronald Reagan's March 16, 1986 address to the nation is courtesy of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Sound recording, design, and mix by Matt Rocker at Underground Audio, NYC. Original score by Luke Fuller. Papa Jim's radio jingle by Simon Hickey. Poster by Jason Beam. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Rigo Garay and Jordan Goss Perret. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.